Blog Talk Radio.
That means we're back.
We're back.
That was wonderful. You had something to say right off the bat about Long Island?
Watching the
hockey game?
We were just enjoying watching the local Long Island fans with their
L.A. and Miami hats.
L.A. and Miami baseball hats at a hockey game. Pretty much sums up the island.
No, it's not the island. I'll explain. I have a story in a second. I am the above-average comedian, Dan Colachico. With me, as always, this is the fiancé.
Angry Spatula.
The Angry Spatula, Kelly Levy. I hope you enjoy that because it's sticking with you forever. You follow us on Twitter at Obey Puck Show, Facebook.com/group/Obey the Puck for all podcast and hockey-related news items.
Yes.
We're going to be going over some things about the Winter Classic, numbers mostly. Not just numbers, but stats and such.
Letters.
Woohoo! Today your show is brought to you quick scoring goals, and we're going to go to the World Junior Tournament, which didn't end any way that you or any of our friends know liked.
I never count out the speeds and the fiends who get offended if you call them speeds.
Speeds? They are speeds.
They do not like the speeds.
I don't care. Back to the first point we were talking about, wearing sports and colors and such. Apparently, it doesn't matter. Because I wear 500 Flyers jerseys, it doesn't mean I'm a hockey fan or a Flyers fan. It just means I like the color. A gentleman at my former place of business came in with a Quebec Nordiques hat. And, I was like, are you a hockey fan? He goes, no, man, I like the colors. Oh.
Ah.
Ah.
Sports as fashion.
Yeah.
So you paid like $40
for a hat
where you could have got a hat that was the same colors for $2 at the market. Good thinking.
I don't understand. Don't wear sports stuff. This is an order.
You tell them to stop this horrible scourge that has taken over our country.
Don't wear sports stuff if you're not a fan. Then I feel like an idiot. Well, I'm just going to turn around like a moron now and leave. Because I don't know.
I don't want to talk hockey with you. I was just wondering. Well, I mean, yeah, normally if you see someone in a hat or a jersey of a team that you like or even a team you don't like, it's like, oh, hey, that's cool. That's a fan. He wants to talk fashion, not sports.
Yeah.
See?
I like red and blue.
That's your problem.
Do you know what that is? No. I asked you, do you know what that is there? No. All right. Bye.
Once again, paid a lot of money. Well, then again, maybe it was knockoff, so maybe it was bootleg and it wasn't that expensive.
Speaking of paying a lot of money, I'm going to segue right into this. I want to get this off my chest first. The NHL has tapped a great rock and roll legend, quote unquote, to play. I'm saying this, wow, that picture is frightening. I'm saying this because I was reading somewhere that the NHL was having trouble selling tickets to the L.A. and the second Yankee Stadium one. Problem being with the Yankee Stadium one is the second one's on a Wednesday frickin' night.
Oh. And no one wants to go to Yankee Stadium in the middle of the winter on a Wednesday?
No.
Wow, I can't figure out why.
I can't imagine.
I don't want to go to New York on a Wednesday, and I like New York quite a bit.
But I heard that, you know, this is the final push. I'm sure they'll have no problem getting the seats filled.
Oh, they'll give away the tickets if they have to.
Right. I can't, you know, whatever. But the NHL has tapped. You wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the world, Kiss.
Oh.
To play.
I was hoping for Styx.
I don't know who
you are. Because Styx, hockey Styx, brilliant marketing. Hire me. See, I know this stuff. I got it.
I knew you'd be on top of this.
I know. I have plans.
Every Monday night when you come home from work, take a nap.
I have marketing plans. If the geniuses at the NHL want some actual good ideas, just give me a call because I got all kinds of ideas. I got good ones and I got bad ones, but I guarantee
nothing's worse than the Chrome logo.
I guarantee you, even the bad ones I got
are
stuff you've never even thought of.
Are better than your good ones. But if the show... You mute that immediately. I'm serious, please. if this... Listen, this is all when I was... Before I turned 18, I was all... Kiss was awesome. Then I started dating real women.
Real women as opposed to...
Just hearing about them sing about it.
Ah!
And I realized that Kiss sucked for the most part. There's a couple songs I got about... I used to have every one of their albums. You can attest to this. I had From the Elder.
Wow.
Okay. Nobody likes that album.
That is true.
And I have at least two songs from that album on my iPod.
There was a good song on that album, but the album...
Which one? The one with
terrible.
The cries and the video playing bass?
The Hero
The World
song.
Without Heroes.
I should know this.
It's The World Without Heroes.
I knew a Kiss fan in my youth. I know
you
way
know
too much about Kiss.
You still know this person?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you got to tell her to listen to this so she can hate me forever.
I know way too much about Kiss.
And a lot of guys who listen to this podcast are listening to the Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Network, wrestling fans. I'm gonna make a one wrestling comparison this week, I promise. And that's it. But if this was 20 years ago, no. If this was about 15 years ago, I'd be all over this. I can't tell you how much I don't care. And I really have a feeling a lot of other people don't care, and hear me out. The Wrestling Connection. There used to be another company out there, folks, who don't know, other than WWE, called WCW. That's just the short version of history. They once had a show on TNT called Monday Nitro. The lowest ratings that show ever, ever, ever had was when Kiss played at the end of the show in Las Vegas. How is that going to translate over to hockey?
Well, maybe they got better.
Well, the two other guys in the band that play better than the other two.
Well, there's two new guys in the band?
They're not new.
They're newer?
They're newer.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe that will make the difference. I'm sure they have a huge fan base that will follow them anywhere. Well, they do. They have a huge fan base that will follow them anywhere. So maybe the Kiss fans will show up.
I hope it works out. I'm having a very closed look on this because, like I said, up until 17, 18, I was all about Jeff.
Well, they're not doing it for TV ratings, right? Or are they going to? What they
are
play?
They doing for TV ratings?
Are they playing intermission? Or are they playing before?
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Are they playing before the show?
After
the show? During
the
game?
It's the musical act.
They're in the musical act. So they're going to do the anthem and...
Okay, you're going to watch 20 minutes of the Ducks and Kings trying to puck handle on soft ice. And then you're going to watch the soft belly of Gene Simmons behind a giant maze.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's one of the intermissions.
So after the first period, you get to see Kiss. There you go. Merry Christmas.
You get to see them lip sync.
Merry Christmas from the NHL.
Yes, Dodger Stadium. Now, I say that, but this is a band that can still go to any stadium in the United States and sell it out.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know where that crossover is with hockey fans.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of worried about that one because it certainly wasn't in there for wrestling. And I put that in the 18 to 35.
And the people who would
same thing.
The people who would go to that show aren't going to go to a 20-minute Kiss show.
No.
They want to go to the 2-hour Kiss show, which is, from all reports that I've ever heard, a great live show, rock and roll show.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, what does it have to do with the Ducks?
You know why it's a good rock, and then we'll get back on the hockey part of this. You know why it's a good live show? Because it's one of those bands that goes out there and plays the hits.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a band that's been around for 20 years, Smashing Pumpkins, and plays 2 hours of new material and then 3 hits. Being on the hockey part of it, I don't know how this will translate. I don't see I don't get this correlation whatsoever.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd tell me. You're wiser.
I have no idea. Maybe they're going back to the 70s and thinking that
if they're going back to the 70s, I want the Kings to get rid of the gray
purple and gold.
Big purple and gold.
Then what the heck is Anaheim doing there?
No comment. The Anaheim can wear the Golden Seals jerseys.
Now, that I could get behind because those were some awesome, ugly jerseys.
I'm here for you. Whenever you need an idea, I'm here for you. I just thought that was interesting. I could be completely wrong about this. And it could be the highest-rated hockey game of all time on TV.
No.
Doubtful?
No, it won't be. Don't worry about that.
Aren't they, like, they're getting into the sports thing. They're going to have an arena football team.
Gene
the
Simmons.
LA Kiss.
Yeah.
Well, Gene and Paul on it.
Well, they're Kiss, so, yeah.
Not for nothing, you cannot. I don't know why they don't have a hockey team. That'd be badass. The goalie mask would be awesome.
Hockey's expensive.
The hockey mask and the goalie would be awesome.
Well, out in L.A., you could have a team out there. There's like 19 different arenas in L.A., and they're all still standing, so why not
put
a hockey
team? But Forum's still there.
Put a hockey team in one.
How long since they played there?
It's been a long time. I'm trying to think. The L.A. Ice Dogs played in the 90s.
That reminded me. I told you I'd randomly bring this up. And I have to remember to bring up the random arena trivia.
Okay.
I have one. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I mean.
Well, I don't know if they played at the Greater Western Forum, but, I mean.
No, I know.
There's a minor league team that played while the Kings were there, and they did well enough. I mean, they weren't setting the world on fire, but they were there quite a while.
That's for me for later. I'm writing that note down. We talked before about injuries, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say about Kiss, because. You know, like I said, I could be completely wrong about that.
You're not.
Thank you. You won't hear that often, folks. Did you see the referee that got hit in the face with a skate?
No.
It was not. He lucked out. He was able to be stitched up on the bench.
Oof.
There it is. It was close.
Oh.
It hit him. It definitely hit him. It was at the Euro Trophy final. And a kid got upended, not a kid, a player got upended behind the goalie kind of forward, so his back end went up in the air, and his skate went up and hit him in the face, and he lucked out because he went over there. There it is.
A glancing blow?
Yeah, I'm posting this again on the Twitter page, and I will post it on the Facebook group later. It's a glancing blow, but...
Still truly terrifying and horrifying, but at least it was a glancing blow.
And it was on his jaw, so it caught him kind of right here.
Yeah.
Like the corner of the mouth.
Yeah, right along the jawline.
Yeah, and lucky for him. It's a minute of, oh, shoot. And there's a great video that's on it, but they patched it up at the bench like a hockey player would, went back on the ice, refereed the rest of the game.
Wow.
By the way, the update on the other one, we talked about that player weeks ago that got a gaping cut from his ear to his mouth.
Right.
Played the next game for the team.
Oh, yeah, I told you
he would.
They
stapled that sucker up.
Those Quebec senior guys, they're tough customers.
I could feel the pain pulsating through. The staple picture for me was worse than the cut picture. Because once the staples went in, I could feel the pain pulsating through the picture. And I was like,
sympathy pain.
My mouth. I have it now. I picture the tire tracks in my head.
Ow.
I can't shoot. That's you're not a real. All those sports where people, you know, get taken out of the game because they pull a muscle. You're not a real man.
Broken nail.
Sorry. Broken nail. Play basketball. That's so mean.
No, the ones in basketball that get me are the fingers because they're reaching up to grab the ball or what, and they get, you know, because the guys are trying to smack the ball away or block the shot. And
I hate
it's just
you
because
every time somebody sees a finger now, I see that picture of a Yinlon, which you never saw. Look like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you look at that one day.
No, that's okay.
Basketball is pretty bad when you go for the fingers because they're all, yeah, as you said. And anybody who tells me basketball is not a contact sport is an idiot.
Well, they're all arms and legs. It's just limbs flying around.
The other little tidbit here I wanted to go through, and then we'll get to we're going to take this through our break, and then we'll talk about the junior tournament and the Winter Classic stuff. This man, other than my dad, is probably the most my favorite dad I've ever seen in my life.
Super dad.
Super dad. It was at a... It was Norfolk Admirals Bridgeport
at the Norfolk Soap.
It was the Norfolk. I can't talk now. The Norfolk.
That's okay. No one in Norfolk can talk either.
Norfolk. The Admirals versus the Sound Tigers. They're playing near the wall. Puck goes up in the air. This dude standing jumps up out of his seat and grabs it. That's great. That's not the amazing part about it. What's amazing about it is caught it one-handed, and in his other hand was his sleeping child.
There you go. And let me tell you, that's my favorite kind of child at a hockey game.
Oh, yeah,
a sleeping one. Because when they're awake, they all have that damn horn that every team sells, and for some reason, they always sit directly behind me and blow that horn that sounds like a dying elephant for 2.5 hours.
The
Caps one is fine because guess what?
Oh, don't. Come on.
It stopped.
It sounds like the horn on her car. Remember when you'd buy an SUV, the horn would be like, we get an SUV, it's that's your Caps horn. That's how much power is behind that Caps horn. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Does that make you feel better?
It does make me feel better.
Good.
No, I'm kidding. I don't care at all whatsoever. No, but this guy, there's great video of it. Again, it's going up, and we will share it in the Facebook group later. It literally, he doesn't bobble it. It doesn't jump in his hand. Dude stands up with the baby on his shoulder and on his right hand, goes, snatch, and goes, yeah, I got it. And the baby doesn't wake up. Baby is sleeping the whole time.
Yep.
And the baby looks like it's in that deep, I'm not getting up till 6 in the morning when I'm hungry.
No, I'll wake up half hour into the drive back home because it was a Bridgeport fan who caught the puck. So he'll wake up about half an hour into the drive up 95 back home.
Oh, it's so great. It's the 36 second video that I'm going to...
I don't have that kind of time.
You don't have that kind of time?
No.
I'm a businesswoman. I don't have that kind of time.
I ain't got that kind of time.
It is so sweet. Well, the catch happens within the first 13 seconds, so.
And then it's just cheering for him.
And then it's just cheering, and then, oh, no, the camera gets a great, great zoomed-in shot of him standing up with it, and the kid is standing there. I mean, the guy just standing there, and the baby just conked out.
Excited by the game of hockey.
That's not funny. Have you ever been at a game where somebody near you or you have ever caught a puck?
I nearly caught a puck, but was bitten and gave up the puck.
You were bitten?
I was bitten at Richmond.
Of course.
This is the only puck that I've ever come close to catching. I had it. It hit me in the hand. I dropped it directly in front of me. It was on the floor. I went to get it, and the guy sitting next to me, who I did not know, leaned over and bit me, and I was so taken aback that the bastard got the puck.
Do I hit him? Do I admire his biting?
Do I get a tetanus shot, really? It's Richmond, so.
Richmond's not all bad.
Richmond is pretty much bad.
All of it?
Yeah. It's a pretty depressing state capital.
I'm just saying, I've never been to a game where a puck has even come close.
That's
ever.
The only one in all my hockey games that I was close to, and you know, I had it for a brief shining second, and then I dropped it. And then I every time I see
that's
a puck,
not the angry spatula, I know.
I know. I was just so taken aback that I was bitten over a puck. I mean, really? It's a puck.
I just would have punched you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me that puck, eh?
I could have dealt with that. You know,
then
you swing
that.
Back.
Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
A bite?
Well,
no. He needed the frozen.
What game was it again?
Frozen rubber. Oh, I don't know who it was. It was down in Richmond.
Was it the Richmond team? I can't think of it.
I'm thinking ECHL year, so it was probably the Renegades.
What's right, I mean, Renegades? Don't remember the opponent.
No.
Oh, okay.
Good chance it was South Carolina, because I always seem to see South Carolina.
South Carolina, Kevin Spacey's?
That
was a House of Cards reference.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't remember the opponent. All I remember of that game was the whole with the biting.
All I've ever wanted. At a sporting event. And this is, I mean, I could probably attest to 90% of our listening audience, which is like four people.
Woohoo!
When you go to a sporting event, you have this dream, the puck's going to come to me, I'm going to catch it, and I'm going to stand up and I'm going to shout to everybody, I'm going to get cheered. Who has it? I've always had the dream, I just want to catch one puck, not to the face.
I want to catch a puck. Not with my face.
Is that so hard to ask?
Well, also in Richmond, I did have my favorite puck. Well, it wasn't caught, but the guy
you
who was drinking his beer and not paying attention to the game and was just standing up being a loudmouth the entire game got smacked in the head with a puck. Knocked his butt out. He did come back later, and his head was wrapped, I kid you not, like a Revolutionary War soldier.
Yeah.
He had it wrapped crooked with the eye patch over one eye.
That's good.
That was awesome. That was during the UHL Richmond years.
I was beaten up. Now, I've never been to a game. I've been to a game where I've started a fight without physically starting the fight.
Oh.
It was at the game. Goddamn Flyers. It was a Flyers game versus the Devils, and it was the unfortunately, I had to be there to witness this. It was the game that Brodeur surpassed the great Bernie Parent in games won in a career, period. And I was last section against the center wall, which is, if you ever go to a hockey game, you've been to a few, try a hockey game up in the upper section. It's so fun to watch hockey that high. See the game, the players develop, the players do a different thing. I'm sitting next to two lovely, lovely New Jersey fans. None of them is wearing Devil stuff. One's wearing, if only people could see what we were just, one's wearing Giant stuff and the other one's, I don't know. They start screaming, bye, bye, Bernie, bye, bye, Bernie. I don't remember what I said to them. But whatever I said, it was shut up. I respect your goaltender, respect mine, and something stupid like that. And this guy three rows down started climbing over. Yeah, why don't you shut up? And it went on, and I'm just sliding away going,
I said my piece.
I said my piece. And these two guys next to me on the other side go, if this was a playoff game, we'd wait for them in the parking lot. I was like, yeah, Philly.
Thank you, Philly.
Thank you.
Teaching us how it's done since
they shut up.
1967.
They shut up, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
I'm going to die over a game.
Well, shut your mouth. Like, you shut your mouth.
Okay, yeah.
You deserved it when those Eagles fans were yelling at you. Or the Phillies fans.
Eagles fans.
Sorry, I love them all.
Eagles fans were yelling at me. It had nothing to do with sports because I don't care about foosball whatsoever.
I meant Phillies.
I could care less. Although I was happy that the Saints won. So.
How dare you? Dare you wear your favorite team's jersey in their stadium?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare those drunk Phillies fans try to sit in seats that isn't theirs three times and finally gets thrown out of the face. Anyway, back on track.
That seems to be the common denominator in all those accounts. Alcohol and stupidity. It's a deadly combination.
I can't pronounce this gentleman's name. But
let's just call him Nicky. And
yeah, it's Nikandros Galanis.
Okay,
that's
Nicky.
Close. Nicky.
Nicky Galley.
Of the MLL, how do you pronounce that? Is that Liga?
Liga.
It's the Hungarian Hockey League.
Yes.
Scored 2 goals in 4 seconds.
Yes, he did.
How do you do that, you ask? Well, not only is the video on Twitter, which I just posted, Obey Puck Show, what happened was is they were down 2-1. And he got a rebound, went top shelf on it, play ends, face off, right off the face off, skated down the left side, did another wrist, got another goal within 4 seconds. That's hard to do.
Yes, it is.
I don't think even some of the best names in hockey have ever been on a list where they've scored goals that fast.
That's true.
The quickest time, according to this article, again, I posted online, which was back in 1989 during an OHL game, was North Bay's Tyler Ertl, who scored 2 goals in 3 seconds. That mother effer was moving.
Yeah. And clock technology has advanced quite a bit.
That's very true.
Because in 1989, it was a guy named Bob sitting by the glass with a stopwatch.
Click, 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 yeah.
Clicking and then clicking again, so.
Darren Clint did it in 95, and Nell Stewart did it in 31, both in the NHL, but they were both for second. So, Tyler Ertl.
1931, it was Sundial. They had those at the arena, right?
Yeah. It was on the roof the whole time during the game, just standing up there, just going.
With one of those big megaphones.
Anyway.
It's the solstice.
Tyler Ertl gets credited for the, wow, fastest goal in hockey history. He made it to the NHL.
And in Canada, that's the entire basis for his business career. I guarantee you it's on every one of his business cards. He's got a poster of it in his office selling life insurance. He has turned that into his life's work.
He didn't play very long, though. He played until 95.
A lot of guys just play juniors and are done.
No, he was on the Canucks.
He bounced around there. Oh, he played in the old Colonial League.
He never got to be A.
Well, let's see. He started Kitchener, North Bay, Windsor, back to Kitchener. I bet he was thrilled about that. Toledo and the fine barn that the Storm played in. The Fort Worth Fire for 8 games. And then he stuck in Chatham.
Where the hell is that?
Canada, eh?
Are you sure? It sounds like a southern town to me.
No.
Chatham.
Colonial Hockey League was when there were Canadian teams in the Colonial Hockey League. When they changed it to the United League and had both the Canadian and American flags in the league logo, they no longer had any Canadian teams. So they were right on the ball with that, making sure that everything worked together.
Stupid people.
You got to love minor league hockey for stuff like that. Come on. And then he played 5 games for Tulsa. And then he was done. He played for Prince Edward Island University in 94 after taking some break. So
he was drafted, though.
1 year of minor league hockey was enough for him to go, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to go move on.
He was drafted 11th round. That's good.
Yeah.
You know. But he has it's one of his business cards. Remember, I scored the quickest.
Telling you, man. Buy your insurance from Tyler.
Tyler Ertl. Look him up online. FaceHockey.com. you had to have had some. You can't do that with luck that quickly. That's not luck. That's skill.
It's a mixture of both.
Oh, man. That's the best time. I always thought that was the best time to take advantage of a goaltender. I don't know how that doesn't happen more often. Right after you score on his ass.
score
again. Get right in his face and do it again.
Or you do what the Caps do, and as soon as they score, they let the other team score to keep it interesting.
Yeah. And then they lose.
Yep, they're good at that.
You said it, not me.
They're very good at
that. We're gonna take a quick break, a quick non-commercial break. This is the part where we play the Mystery Men, since it's the only band that we have.
Mystery Men!
And I like them. Keep my heat on! On Obey the Puck, we'll be right back.
Right now, go listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, and I want you to scream the whole URL out loud and run back inside for the cops. If you're sitting at work right now, you're working the night shift, listen to this show. Punch somebody in the head and tell them to listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
If you have it on your iPod and you're on the bus, just smack.
Especially if he's a fat son of a gun trying to get on his scooter, just tell him. You better listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. We're going to pop the tires in your scooter. Tell them that.
And the same with this show. You tell them, listen to this show.
Why do you hate people who are on scooters so much?
Do you really want to go into that particular story?
No, not really. I just was wondering.
Just if you need a scooter to get around, you should probably have somebody drive you and not try to climb 3 stairs into a bus that takes an hour because you can't physically climb into the bus.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
It is reasonable.
Okay.
Buses are on a schedule, and you screwed that schedule up, and now somebody else is late for something.
I think everyone who rides the bus accepts it. They're not going to get anywhere when they think they are.
Anyway, when I take a bus, I expect to be somewhere on time.
Well, you don't take a bus every day in the city, though.
That's true. If I'm if I work in the city, we're moving to the city.
Ah.
What that was?
Random Toronto Maple Leaf fans.
That was weird. It is Go Leafs Go. I don't know what where that's playing. We're going to ignore that and continue doing the show because I don't think anybody else can hear it. Yes, I'm trying to mute it. We will be right back. Give us another second here.
To get in a cell, call in at 718-664-9133. Again, that is 718-664-9133.
Had a web page open for research later, and it started playing videos, so I could not hear myself talk. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm going to go into the Winter Classic in a second after the World Juniors thing, but I wanted to ask you one question since we mentioned this a lot. During the Winter Classic, there was a hit that Joffrey Lupul did against, I can never pronounce his name.
Patrick Eves?
Is it Eves?
Yeah.
I always want to go Aves. I don't know why.
No, it's Eves. Even though it is spelled Aves.
Thank you. Damn Canadians.
Canadians and their weird pronunciations, eh?
This is one of those things I was talking about earlier. This has got, Vince, nothing to do with sportsmanship. This has got to do with being fair to everyone. This is one of those things. I like Joffrey Lupul. He's a former Flyer. I always liked the way he played. He hit him badly, okay? No suspension, he's fined $10,000. Does it hit a player? This is the question for you. I'm asking theoretically. Does it hit a player as much taking money away from him as it does suspending him, or is it worse?
I have no idea. I'm sure it's different for every player.
I just think that taking money out of his pocket is a waste of time. He makes that in the next game he plays.
Yeah. As I said, at this point, you got to go, you got to find the organization. Because taking money away from the owner will get some attention on it, and they will probably have a conversation and say, hey, don't do that anymore because I don't want to pay for you to hit people in the head or whatever you may have done.
Well, I mean, that's the way it's got to be. That's the way it's got to be. But how long are they going to wait to make changes? It's half a season is gone now.
They're not going to do anything because do you remember how long it took them to get the collective bargaining agreement we have now?
Yes,
you
the anniversary is today.
It's half a season it took them. They're not going to make any changes.
Not today. I mean, it's been a year. I don't know. I kind of upset me. Not as much as...
I have a suggestion, though. Why don't we talk about these hits that get reviewed by Shanahan when they actually change how they deal with them. And until then, I really don't want to talk about them anymore because I'm sick of talking about it.
Thank you. Anything else you want to air dirty over the air right now that I do on the show you don't like?
No, I don't want to talk about these hits. Everybody talks about them. Like, oh, it's terrible. Well, you know what? That's what it is. We all agree it's terrible. Let's move on.
Let's talk about something we both did like. Well, to a point, the 2014 World Junior Championship, the reigning champion, the champions last year was the United States.
That's right.
And it didn't really work out this year.
Nope.
For North America in general.
They did not, they didn't even make the medal round. They got bumped out by Russia.
Yep. Canada made it to the Canada from Chicago.
Canada made it.
Canada made it to the to the bronze medal, Liam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against Russia.
Against Russia.
and they lost, so they didn't have a medal. And everybody in Canada is freaking out that they have gone 2 years now without a medal in the World Junior Tournament. It's the end of times in Canada.
Well, you say that, but it's not funny because we've watched that Canada DVD, the hockey DVD, and it's
I was not kidding.
Serious S goes down when Canada is not.
They expect their 17-year-olds to win everything.
Yes.
See, people think Canadians are all easygoing.
They're not.
They're not. When it comes to hockey, you must win and bring the motherland joy,
or you will die.
Or they will. They will send you to Nevut. You will freeze, and you will freeze because you know the stuff that a lot of the countries going on where you know we have negative 20 degrees and stuff like that. It's like that every day up there. They don't care. They don't close school because it's negative 40.
No, you
schools
walk in.
Schools open because it's negative 40. Because last yesterday it was negative 80.
Yeah.
So just shut up and win gold in the junior tournament.
Stop your complaining, you little bastard, and get a goal. You're supposed to win.
When Gordie Howe was 8 years old, he won 14 gold medals. What's wrong with you?
Again, we're not kidding. Stuff gets really serious out there in the Great North when hockey does not do well there.
The only thing I could equate it to at this point would be like having the who's a good football team?
The 49ers.
The 49ers for somehow wound up in a world tournament of foosball and lost to like Japan, and then that wasn't even the championship foosball game. But how can we lose? We invented it. We're the best at it. Well, it happens sometimes. So
yeah, really.
But America would lose their mind on the level that Canadians are losing their mind. That's the only really equation I can
have. Like, it's like being sent to the end-all, be-all game of the world football and losing that game.
Well, we don't care about the real world football game. We care about we care about foosball.
American football, not soccer.
World Cup doesn't matter to us. It just matters to everyone else in the world.
It's weird that hasn't picked up yet, because we totally started a football podcast.
Foosball.
No, hockey. I mean soccer. Soccer podcast.
I think we should do a foosball
obey the
podcast.
Ball. Obey the goal.
I would totally talk about foosball for an hour a week, and it would still be so much less than everybody
There's
else
too
talks
many men
about
on
foosball.
The pitch.
There's
so,
too many. Too confusing.
That's all I have to say. No, but Finland.
Finland.
And I'm assuming that was a surprise, because
a moose once bit my sister.
Isn't that Monty Python?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I know about Finland.
The
Thank
Holy
you.
Grail, right?
Moving on.
Oh, man. Where have you been the last 10 episodes? All of a sudden she woke up, folks. No, but and then we have to explain for those who don't know, the juniors, the oldest player is what? 17, right?
18, I believe.
Is it still 18?
I believe it's 18. Or actually, no, maybe it's 20 in the juniors, because they have an under-17 tournament.
That's right, yeah.
It's very complicated. Canada makes hockey very complicated. There's age groups, and it gives me a headache sometimes.
Well, Finland. Finland, I think it's different.
They won in overtime. No, they've won twice before.
No. I was going to say it's been a couple.
It's
years.
Been a while since I won. Yeah.
I had the number and I've since forgotten.
They won the last time the tournament was hosted in Finland, which was a while ago.
I was trying to remember. It wasn't 98, was it?
Might have been.
I can't remember. The connection to this gold medal game that you had.
Oh,
at
yeah.
one point, which I wanted you to bring up, because as angry as I get at the Flyers, this makes you just as equally angry. Explain who Philip Forsberg is now, who he's related to. Explain Philip Forsberg.
He's not related to anybody, but he...
Oh, he isn't?
No, he's not related. Okay. He is not related to Peter Forsberg. It's the first question in every interview. The poor kid knows nothing of English except for to answer
no
to that question.
I don't know who that is.
I'm not related to Peter.
I don't look that ugly. Anyway, explain who he is, who he was, and
he was the Capitals draft pick, first round draft pick, two years ago now. Who the Caps' brilliant general manager George McPhee traded to the Nashville Predators for Martin Erat, who currently is barely on the fourth line of the Caps because Adam Oates hates him, and the only reason he's playing every night is he's asked to be traded three times now. So the only reason he's playing is so that people can see him play and hopefully they can get something for him in return. So we traded away the
future
World Junior Tournament MVP from Sweden.
That's the part we forgot to mention. He's the tournament MVP. He was on the team that lost, and he's the tournament MVP.
Yep.
This is the equivalent of the year Ron Hextall got the Vezina Trophy, and that team didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Kind of. It's not as rare in the junior tournament that the
I know that.
MVP isn't on the winning
explaining
team.
Explaining it to our
friend,
to people who,
gotcha.
on my level.
But yeah, so very bitter about that trade. Was bitter about that trade when it happened, and just have become more so as the complete mismanagement of the Capitals continues, as it has for some time. And
I know.
How that man still has a job, I have no idea, because he inherited the team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals and has done absolutely nothing since then. The only thing he ever got right was Ovechkin, and that was the year when he couldn't have missed too much, because you know who was pick number two that year? Malkin. So either pick he would have gotten that year, he would have gotten right. So I hate that man. I'm so sick of him. I want him fired, because he is clearly not very good at his job, but has pictures of someone doing something that they shouldn't have been doing.
Oh, that's your theory.
He's got
pictures of somebody banging somebody and shooting.
Probably.
Like gotcha.
He must at this point.
I was wondering what you were talking about. I didn't know you felt that way.
I hate that man so much.
I had another comment, but I'm going to leave it alone. Not against you. It was a comparison, but it was another football reference. I'm tired of talking about football.
I don't care.
I don't. That's why I didn't mention it. Well, now that I know how you feel, you've seen another live shootout. How does that make you feel? Do you feel equally as crappy about
I'm
that?
I'm really glad that the junior tournament ended in overtime, because it would have gone to shootout, and there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. Could you imagine having to sit through the Stanley Cup playoffs and have a series end with a shootout?
Let's just say, looking back at the 2010 Stanley Cup, when that weird goal by Kane went in the net.
You cannot hate the shootout. Because that year, the only reason you were in the playoffs.
Get out of here.
The only reason the Flyers were in was you won a shootout.
Oh, fudge off. We would have won that game is what I'm saying. Give me that. If you let me finish, we would have gotten to the playoffs anyway, because we would have won that game.
But you went to the shootout.
I'm saying if it went in overtime, we would have won again.
It was tied.
I know.
We went to overtime.
We would eventually, if it went kept going, we would have won the game.
That's not how it works in the regular
season.
I'm
telling you, if it would have been old days, we would have gone until there was a winner, right?
No. You would have been tied, and then it would have gone to some stupid stat like goal differential. Or
we would have won anyway.
Number of popcorns sold.
We would have won.
Okay.
Number of tickets sold.
Number of people beaten in the parking lot.
That doesn't happen as often as they say, by the way.
Just once.
My point is the last time I was invested into a Stanley Cup, if it would have went to a shootout, and that would have ended the game, I would have been throwing things at the screen.
They do that in soccer. They do that for the World Cup. It can go to a shootout, which is just crazy.
Why hasn't Canada hosted a winter classic here?
Well, they will. I don't know why.
Why
I don't know.
Haven't they?
Well, they started this craze. They had the Heritage Classic. With the old timers. No. The original one was Calgary and Edmonton, where everybody came back. Messier came back. Gretzky was back. All the Flames came back and played outside, and everyone was like, that's a great idea. And then
Ben was like, you know, I think I should feel that, and I should totally do that.
And I should put it on for American teams so I get TV ratings in the USA, which is all he cares about.
But how could it?
Toronto is going to get it. That's the deal. I don't know why the people of Toronto are so upset. Maybe that it hasn't happened yet, but that's how the system works, right? Buffalo and Pittsburgh was the first one. 2 years later, because Buffalo and it was going to snow, so it looked good. 2 years later, Pittsburgh hosts. 2 years after that, the Caps are going to host. It's just, that's how it works. You have to go play as the visiting team, and then you get one at home. So Toronto will get one. Of course they want to have it in Toronto. They just need to find a facility that...
BMO Field would get a...
Yeah, they're going to upgrade BMO Field and do it that way, which is the...
Is Exhibition Stadium gone or not? That's not the same as BMO Field, correct?
No, it's not.
BMO Field is the soccer stadium.
It's a soccer stadium.
Why would you have it at a smaller stadium, though?
Because the bigger stadiums in Toronto are kind of decrepit.
Put money into that one. BMO is fairly new, isn't it?
Yeah, but the soccer stadium is just not that big.
So they're going to go from 105,000, which I'll get into in a second.
Well, there's really nowhere to go from the big house. The only one you could go bigger, which is the one they need to have. No, no. The one they need to have is Philly, Pittsburgh, at Beaver Stadium, at Penn State, 110,000 people.
What would end with somebody dying?
That will, A, sell out, B, be amazing because it's up in State College, Pennsylvania, which is almost always snowed in, and you'll have crazy Pittsburgh and Flyer fans come in there, and it would be awesome. But since both of those teams have been in two, or one, Pittsburgh's been two, so they're not going to do that one soon, but it's crazy. Yeah, and they fit more in their standing room.
That's great.
Official capacity is 107,000, and they regularly get plus 110,000 there.
I keep forgetting. I don't know why I keep forgetting you saying that to me. Why that wouldn't...
Yeah. I think the only reason they haven't done it is because Pittsburgh and Philly have been in two already. But that's the one that they want to do.
They're putting Philly right back into the Winter Classic next year.
Yeah, I know. I don't get that.
According to reports. People on the group, they do listen because they will reply on the group page. So somebody tell me why Washington, not that I don't want to see Philly into another Winter Classic, which they'll lose because they can't win an outdoor game. How is Philly and Washington a bigger rivalry than Washington and Pittsburgh?
It's not, but I don't want to see Washington and Pittsburgh.
I do. I want somebody to hit Crosby against Stanley and knock him on his ass.
Finish him off.
One more shot is all it takes.
Someone call up Steckle.
Oh, man. No, you need. Okay, fine. It's either Washington or Philly against Pittsburgh because you need Steckle or Giroux. Drew was the only guy that hit him that hard afterwards. And he nailed him. Ooh, you go down! So, yeah, 105,500 tickets were sold.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was more than that body-wise.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
So you have a game, the Guinness World Record for largest crowd to watch a hockey, and that's what Bettman was going for. He was going for Guinness World Record here. He didn't give a damn about anything other than the money that was coming in.
And I'm pretty sure the money had a big part to do with
it. I'm saying other than. That's a given. We see what Bettman's about. Well, who is it about money? My point is Bettman's an idiot. The Guinness World Record for largest crowd to watch a hockey game is 104,173. Set it Michigan State versus Michigan, the big chill. At the University of Michigan in December 2010. So officially the NHL now has the record when Guinness finally announces it.
Oh, yeah, I guess they have to verify it or something.
One thing that amazed me about the Winter Classic this year was it was cold as hell up there. And
snowing. It looked great.
It looked amazing. And it was a good hockey game.
It was a good game.
That's one game where I'm like, you know what? The shootout looked awesome with the snow and all those people there.
I didn't see the shootout. But I was loving the guy, just the snow piling up on the ice, so the puck would just stop.
Yeah, no, it was great. Or like, you'd watch the puck all of a sudden bounce weird because it hit a snow force that jumped up in the air.
And the like, nine guys with shovels that were coming out every 10 minutes to try to get some of the snow off.
Everybody got their money's worth on that one. But I forgot that most of the seats at this place, the big house, was concrete bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they put all those. I kept seeing shots going, why does it look like blue and red?
They do that every Winter Classic. You get a seat cushion.
That's at least they try to care about the fit. Because it's much better sitting on a cushion than having your butt right against concrete freezing your nuts off. I mean, unbelievable. It just looked awesome. I had a great time watching it. And like I said, it was a great game, too. I didn't see... Wow, look at that. Look at that picture. That's amazing. It got Canadian TV ratings history.
Mm-hmm.
3.57 million viewers on average, which is the largest audience in Hockey Night in Canada in history for a non-NHL playoff game.
That's cool.
Peak audience was 5.3, and overall was 8.75 million. if you combine all the audiences, it breaks the 2011 Winter Classic of 6.6 set by Ovi and that other dude with the stupid little penguin on his jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So mean. I'm surprised, based on these...
I really
ratings that... Go ahead. No, please go.
I really wish it would have been at night.
Oh, man.
Because the Penguin-Caps game was great because they had to delay it tonight because it was raining during the day because it was Pittsburgh. But it looked fantastic at night. When they had the lights on at Heinz Field and they had the big crowd, it looked really great. So I was hoping that they would do that at the big house. Can you imagine how crazy it would have been with pitch black and the big lights on.
They sold it out, 45,000, when we went to see the AHL fans Bears game. It was a night game.
Yeah.
Was that not? That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life, other than a naked woman.
it was
pretty fun. It was a hockey at night.
And you guys won in overtime, so it was a great game. You guys stormed back at the end.
It didn't go to a shootout. It ended in an overtime.
Right away in overtime.
I think there's like a minute 13 when it's going to a shootout. No, never mind. Yeah. And I really thought you guys were going to spank us that last half of that game because all of a sudden the Bears woke up. And I was like, oh, man. And it was loud in there. And like I said, that was one of the greatest things other than it's amazing. Hockey at night and cold. James Van Riemsdyk is the only player in the NHL to play three different Winter Classics. Two Flyers, one Toronto.
To play in?
Three Winter Classics.
Well, no, Ty Conklin.
Why?
The first three could not take place without Ty Conklin being on one of the teams.
Oh, that's right. He kept getting traded.
He kept winding up on a Winter Classic team.
Yes, that's right.
He was a good luck charm.
Well, technically, so did Jamie Art.
Yeah.
He played through the Flyers, and that very next year, trade, which is that trade about Jamie Art almost makes me as mad as the Forsberg-Evat thing you just mentioned.
Hmm.
Why they trade... I know why they traded Briere. Why they traded JPR, I don't understand.
Same reason, money.
Bullshit. Anyway. There were... the sports writers outside, and the guys watching the game had to use pencils instead of pens because the pen ink was breathing.
Yep.
That's an interesting stat there. five stoppages... Five not normal stoppages in play to fix the ice with the shovels. So on top of the TV timeouts and the whistle blown, there's five extra stops to fix the ice because it was so bad. And there's 12 armed shovel scrapers, 12 of them. I think that's great. negative 10 degrees.
Negative 10 Celsius.
Was the wind chill. That's not including wind chill.
Not including wind chill.
Mm-hmm. When we went to our second outdoor game in Hershey, we left.
It was cold. It was really cold.
Cold.
And at night.
I don't remember much of that one. It was cold. It was really cold.
It was. What I guarantee you next year, it will not be that cold in Washington. So there you go.
No, no. The cheapest parking spot was $70.
Yeah, sounds like college football.
Holy crap. I did not expect that.
Well, you got 110,000 people
coming. You don't need the extra. Just charge regular parking spot. What?
If you were,
it better.
I don't know. I don't know if there are any kind of public transportation options, but I hope people use them because, dang,
$70.
I would have sprang for the $100 and got something that was covered.
Listen, I'm just glad. For all intents and purposes, we're going to this Washington Winter Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Say if it's at Nats Park, thank God. Because we're getting a hotel room in the city. We're leaving that day. The Metro goes into the arena.
Well, not exactly.
It's right there. They might as well build a second staircase up into the arena.
Yeah.
But you have to walk a whole 50 feet around, you know. Ooh.
It's a lot of walking.
Oh, please. That is the greatest arena I've ever been to has been Verizon Center, just because you can take a train, sit there, relax. You don't have to worry about a parking spot. Walk a whole 5 seconds into the arena after you get off the train.
Yeah.
Greatest thing ever.
Well, they learned their lesson with the Cap Center, which was out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's not in the middle of nowhere, but at the time it was the middle of nowhere.
When we drive up to Jersey, every time we pass Cap Center on the boulevard of the Cap Center, I'm like, oh, my God. I would have never bought season tickets to this team.
Well, and Maryland team there. Now there's a Metro stop. Sure, I mean, it's not exactly close, but it's not terribly far away. But at the time, it wasn't.
This must be unheard of. 82 different cameras.
Yeah.
That were NBC cameras alone were used to film this game. Film. Record the game. Do they film anymore? Does it record to a hard drive? I don't
know. Well, HBO films.
That's very true. I'm not reading that one. I was looking for a different stat, a stat to just see. The official number, that's what I was looking for, 105,491.
Cool.
That's, now, as much as I criticize Bettman, we're just going to take all credit away from him. Screw you, Bettman. This is good for the NHL. That means someone who hadn't watched hockey before to watch hockey was like, oh, that's pretty cool, except for Dean. Wow, that's pretty cool. I want to watch more of that.
Yeah, it's a showcase piece. It's a chance that they've got the day to themselves because there's no more they don't do college football, or they don't do the big college football bowl games on New Year's Day anymore. So they've got the sports landscape to themselves, and they put on a showcase. It's good. It's smart marketing, and it didn't come from Bettman. It came from one of the guys he hired. So
I had his name, and I've forgotten, unfortunately. But that's why I'm so glad it was successful. We mentioned him on the last show. I'm just happy, like I said, it's more people to watch hockey, and it's another chance next year that the next game will be bigger. And the fact that it's coming to Washington, I know after that cold experience we had in Hershey, we said we'd never go to another outdoor game. But if it's the Flyers, you bet your bottom dollar, I'm going to go to that game.
I'm not too much. I could take or leave the Caps, but if Hershey's in town, I will definitely go see Hershey Outdoors again. And like I said, it'll probably be 60 because it's in D.C. in January, and that's usually how our New Year's days go.
Yeah.
So it'll be comfortable. It'll be mighty temperate.
I'm just excited at the fact that a game like that's coming this close because I was still living in Philly. I just moved out of Philly, the Philly area, when that game. But I was there for the year while everything was building up. And the fact that I'm living in another area that another game like that's going to happen. Right around a couple months from now, you're going to see it start building up. things are going to get announced, teams, jerseys, all kinds of stuff, and it's going to get excited.
Weagle! Weagle jersey. Put the Weagle as the cap's crest, and I will buy multiple tickets to the game, Mr. Leonsis. Please. Please don't just go with the red retro caps jersey. Give me the Weagle crest, and I will buy the crap out of that jersey, and I will go to your game and all the other games that you sell that week.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there's a Hershey Bears? Do you think there's a Bears Phantoms rematch?
If it winds up being Caps Flyers, yeah, they'll want to bring the Lehigh Valley Phantoms down and showcase them.
Oh, I forgot you said Lehigh Valley. Woohoo! I know a guy at Lehigh Valley. Let's see if he gets me tickets to the opener. That's it. That's really all for the show this week. What was your favorite, off the top of your head, favorite moment of hockey 2013?
I don't know. I don't know. Ovechkin's 4-goal game was pretty darn fun. That was pretty fun, along with the weird dive at the end, which pretty much sums up Ovi. I'll go with that, yeah.
Mine was the return of hockey after the lockout. I'd never been so happy to see hockey on. Yes! Hockey's on TV! And that's pretty much it. Again, follow us on Twitter at Obey Puck Show. We have a group page, facebook.com/groups/ Obey the Puck. Follow me on Twitter at DanLow83. And keep on listening to the Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Network, HIECTalkRadio.com, for the Angry Spatula, Kelly Levy. I am the above-average comedian, Daniel Colachico. We will see you next week. Good night.